This one candle makes me money every single day. You don't need a bias, it shows up every single day and it happens at market open. The candle that I'm talking about is your opening range candle. What you want to do is mark out their opening range high and you want to mark out your opening range low, and you want to wait for a break above this level for a retest, or you want to wait for a break below your opening range candle and look for a retest towards the downside. You can see we're now on SPY on the 5-minute chart, and what we want to do is mark out your opening range candle low and your opening range candle high. We want to wait for a break above or below this key candle and wait for a retest of that level. As you can see right here, we have a strong candle closure underneath your opening range candle low. So now we can be looking for a retest of this key area for pushes towards the downside. As you can see, price ends up tapping it in the very next candle. That's where you can look to go in short with a stop just to break above, and you can look to target a 2-to-1 risk to reward ratio. You can see just like that, price ended up gravitating very nicely towards the downside.
I love the orb. Very simple, easy way. He's talking about using a 5-minute orb, his orb. I'm the king of the 15-minute orb. I love orb, baby. God, he said so many great things in that video. And you can also get real crazy with it, because if you remember this sentence, there's nothing more bullish than a failed bearish move. So if it does just break through into orb, you could do the opposite and play the long with the short orb, which will give you like a 12-to-1 risk to reward ratio, baby. Now let me stop dropping sauce for you guys. Let me stop dropping some heat, baby. But I'll let you know right now, orb is my motherfucking strategy and Big Daddy Max is the king.